Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What's up, guys? Headphones Neil here, back with a quick blog post update as far as Star Wars The Old Republic goes. So this is an update as far as completing my first flashpoints in the game. As far as going solo in flashpoints is possible. So far as I've gotten in the game, a lot of the flashpoints seem to require high-level characters. I'm at 52, and the one I have at the moment for Hammer Station requires at least level 65 and a high healing companion or someone in the party to do such a thing. And since I'm not there yet, I wanted to at least give the boarding party and the foundry flashpoints a try to see if I could get through them as is, and if it was worth the time up away from the my character story. And originally I thought at least by going into the boarding party flashpoint that it was going to be impossible and I'd have to skip that for now. But what it actually taught me, or actually the two flashpoints taught me two separate things. So as far as the boarding party goes, it taught me, or showed me that where I can go in my inventory to call a droid. So if you're on a flashpoint that allows you to go solo and the third party member in the flashpoint is a droid, if you go into inventory and switch over to the middle tab, you can actually call the droid when it goes down, because there are points in flashpoints where it would become hard or pretty difficult to complete if your character is not high enough level to complete the mission with yourself and a companion. So playing through the flashpoint a couple of times, and by getting to the second mini boss, I actually figured that out, and once I did, I was able to proceed. So that was actually a good learning experience in the game for me, and which was pretty nifty. And then going into the second flashpoint called the Foundry, it actually taught me a second thing, which is repairing my equipment. So initially going into it, I was trying to complete the flashpoint and I kept getting stuck at HK-47. And ultimately in trying to play the game, I got to a point where I was able to pick up on an armor bonus that was strong enough, but because a lot of my equipment was down to 0% durability, it really wasn't doing anything. So I was getting to these Jedi who were killing me really, really quickly, and I couldn't figure out why. So I was looking at my inventory, I saw 0% durability, and as it turns out, if you go to any droid, whether it's in the fleet or on whatever level you're at, you can do repair all and repair all your equipment back up to 100%, assuming you have the cash to do so or the credits to do so, which I did. So I repaired my equipment and tried the Foundry flashpoint again, and I was able to get past HK-47 by defeating his droids and then attacking him and so on and so forth until he was completed. And the Foundry flashpoint actually gave me a nice surprise once I got to the main boss, and it turns out to, or the Jedi prisoner that escaped from the Emperor turned out to be Darth Revan, or I guess just Revan. So I liked that little bit of continuity with Knights of the Old Republic, because at the end of the games,
Revan went out to find the source of the dark side and defeat it, and he was held prisoner by the Emperor for a number of years. He ultimately escaped and went to the Foundry to rebuild HK-47 and try and build an army to defeat the Emperor. So if you're on the dark side Sith warrior path, then you would defeat Revan to save the Empire and turn over the Foundry to the Emperor to use as part of his army. I assume the light side would be to save Revan and abandon the Foundry or blow it up so the Empire couldn't use it. But since I didn't go that path, I don't know. But overall, the stories were nice, and it was good to understand the idea behind a flashpoint. They're a pretty self-contained story arc that doesn't necessarily relate to your story class, but you are able to get certain pieces of loot to upgrade your character. So in my case, I got some new boots and armor and a lightsaber and things like that. So most of my equipment, as far as I can tell, is over level 100. So it's right around the 132 to 148 range, if memory serves in my brief overview of all that. So basically from here, I'm going to recontinue on my story, my character story arc, just because I did try starting the
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hammer Station story arc, or sorry, this Hammer Station flashpoint, and my character isn't, like I mentioned at the start of the episode, is that my character isn't high enough level to complete it with myself and a companion, so I would need a couple of companions, at least two more, to be able to join the party and at higher levels of at least 65 or more in order to complete it, or complete it with other players in the game in order to see what that's all about. So for now, I'm going to skip that or any other flashpoints just because I'm not there yet. And I do feel like I should upgrade my lightsaber as well, or lightsaber and armor as well, so that I can better complete those missions, because I figure it's at that point of the game where slowly getting to be where I need to upgrade that with add-ons and modifications and stuff. Just like in Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, the core equipment can only get you so far, or later in the game it becomes that much more difficult to complete the game if you're on base level equipment, unless your character's other stats are high enough. So with that being said, I have gone back to the Imperial Fleet and I've upgraded some of my other abilities. So I do now have the ability for dual lightsaber throw. I've upgraded some of my other force powers. I wasn't really paying attention to which one. I was just upgrading everything. But there's now, I think, I also got the fear power. So I can strike fear in my opponents when I'm attacking them and then fight with them. So there is that. And then I've also, as just a bit of side thing, I was looking at some of the stuff I could buy, and I did end up buying a speeder bike.
and I learned how to equip that easily so I can more quickly travel in, or more quickly travel on planets to get to various quests. So that should be, that should save a lot of time as far as travel around different planets, so I can get to those quests a lot more quickly and easily. So there is that. So that's all there is for this particular post. So I just kind of wanted to share that update as far as what I'm up to in the game, where I'm at. A couple of things I learned that at this point in the game might be pretty obvious, but I kind of just wanted to share that and make a post out of it as far as where I'm at. So with that being said, that's all there is for this particular review. So if you have any questions, comments, feedback, stuff I missed, or stuff that might make things easier as far as where I'm at in the game for maybe upgrading my character or equipment or things like that. Like I said, I'm on the Sith, or I'm on the Empire side, Imperial side. I'm a Sith Warrior class. I haven't found a way to upgrade my equipment, so that's kind of one of the key pieces I think I'm missing at the moment. So I'm periodically checking the fleet when I return there after missions as far as upgrading that, but since I know how to upgrade my various other feats and force powers, I think doing that so far is good. And I'm upgrading my character's equipment as it goes, as I see, as I receive more and more higher rated items. And now that I know, I learned that I do need to repair my armor or my equipment periodically, I know I'll be continuing to do that as well. So that's all there is for this particular episode, post, update thingy. So if you want to give your feedback, comments, and tips and stuff like that, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. The website is headphonesneil.reviews for past episodes, subscription links, supporting the show, and all of that good stuff. And of course, by being a patron to the show, you got my early access to the video for the boarding party flashpoint as soon as, or shortly after that went up, and then an update for where I was in the game ahead of this post. So you can get that and more at patreon.com/patelN01. But that's all there is for this particular post. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.